USA Radio News.
A man with an edge weapon attacked passengers inside a San Francisco International Airport terminal, leaving three with cuts and scrapes. The travelers were in the pre-check area when they were attacked. Police officers arrived and arrested a man whose name wasn't immediately released. It is not clear what the motive for the attack was. CBS has confirmed seven people said to be affiliated with Late Show with Stephen Colbert were reportedly arrested for illegally entering the Longworth House office building on Capitol grounds. The group was charged with unlawful entry, but the police said the ongoing investigation could bring more charges against the group. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The cryptocurrency markets are already in a meltdown. Now, New York is on the verge of becoming the first state in the nation to partially ban some energy-intensive Bitcoin mining operations. Five former Bowling Green State University fraternity members convicted in the hazing death of a 20-year-old were sentenced in Ohio, with three receiving jail time. The sophomore who was rushing Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity was found unconscious after drinking an entire bottle of alcohol during an initiation event. He died 3 days after being put on life support.
To me, you killed him. You left him there to die.
The victim's parents asked the judge to sentence the men to the maximum allowed under Ohio law. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about pro-life centers being under attack.
As pro-life centers are being attacked and damaged throughout the United States, many are blaming Democrat activists for the violence. The complaint many have is Democrat leaders are encouraging the attacks by not condemning the irrational behavior. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked why she has not condemned the violence.
A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right.
And again, she says nothing about the violence, speaking volumes to the American people. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Internal Revenue Service unveiled a new artificial intelligence system it says will cut wait times to resolve simple tasks and improve customer service. The new phone system can understand complete and natural ways of speaking. The previous unauthenticated phone bot could only answer basic questions and allowed callers to set up one-time payments.
I'll just give you one statistic. Last year, the IRS received over 200 million calls and only had 15,000 people to answer those calls. That's about 16,000 calls per person.
That was the Treasury Department Deputy Secretary. This could save up to 17 to 20 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.